People are so flippant, they just blow off their mouth, it seems like. Oh, well, you try to tell somebody, hey, what you're doing is wrong. You know, Christians are getting divorced because they're not compatible. And I've called somebody on the carpet when they were getting a divorce, and I said, hey, what you're doing is wrong. And you know what they said? I know it's wrong, but I got to do what I got to do. That's a lack of fear in God. With this flippant attitude that says, it's wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway. It's wrong, but so what? Now think about it in my house. And the reason I brought up divorce is because that's in the chapter. Hang on tight. We'll get there. In my house, can you imagine if I told my son, I said, son, I'm trying to think of a good example here. Son, don't, I'll use one. This is for you, honey. Son, don't slam the back door. You know, she hates it when they slam the back door. Son, don't slam the back door. And he said, well, you know what, Dad? I know that you told me that it's wrong for me to slam the back door, but you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and slam it anyway. Can you even imagine that? Now, what would you say about a child that would say something like that? Say that they're a what? A brat, right? They're a brat. What would they get? They get a really severe spanking, wouldn't they? To just mouth off. I can't even imagine saying something like that to my parents. I know you told me to do thus and so. I know I'm not allowed to do it, but Dad, I'm just going to do it anyway. I mean, I wouldn't have even seen it coming. I would have just woke up, you know, hours later somewhere in an emergency room. Or woke up hours later somewhere in a pool of my own blood. Okay? I mean, good night. I can't even comprehend saying it. Why? Because I feared my dad. I mean, when I grew up, I'm going to tell you something. I feared my dad. I was afraid of him. Oh, isn't that terrible? Well, what does God say? Hey, I'm a father. Fear me. I'm God. I'm dreadful. I'm terrible. I'm the Lord. You better realize who you're dealing with. And the problem is that because God's judgment doesn't come swiftly, people think that they can just do whatever they want. And then it's too late by the time they realize it. Because see, what happens is you sow a seed. And God said, if you sow to the wind, and he was talking about sin, he said, if you sow to the wind, you'll reap the whirlwind. And what happens is, people will sow seeds of just, so what, God? I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't care what you say. And, oh, nothing happened. Oh, a couple months later, nothing happened. A couple months later, nothing happened. But what happens is, pretty soon, there's going to be a harvest day. And when you sow a seed, it takes you years to reap the fruit of that. I mean, if you were to plant an apple seed, you know how many years it would take before you got any apples? Several years. Many years. But when you get those apples, good night, you're going to get hundreds of them. Okay. And then next year, oh man, here's 100 more. And then another year, good night, the apples just keep on coming. And then they became more trees. And it multiplies and multiplies and multiplies. You got to realize that God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You see, reading the Bible is not optional. Prayer is not optional. Soul winning is not optional. You say, are you going to force us to go soul winning? I'm not going to. I'm just telling you that in God's book, it's not optional. Soul winning is not optional. Sit around and decide whether you want to participate in soul winning or not. I wonder if I'm going to obey God or not. Soul winning is not optional. Church attendance isn't optional. Obeying the Ten Commandments is not optional. Living a clean life is not optional. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes is not optional. Your body, the temple of the Holy Ghost, is not optional. Look not upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup and moveth itself aright, is not optional. You ought not ever be finding yourself deciding whether you're going to obey God or not. That's called iniquity and wickedness in your heart, where you think you have the right to not obey Almighty God. And these churches think that they can just do whatever they want, have whatever program they want. I don't sit around deciding what kind of a program we're going to have here. I look in the Bible and see what kind. You know, people always come to me and tell me, well, listen to this. This works. Listen to this method of growing as a church. It works. I don't care what works. Oh, well, what you're doing isn't working, Pastor Anderson. I don't care whether it works. It's right. And I'll do it till the cows come home. I don't care. Right is right and wrong is wrong. What kind of music do we have? The right kind of music. Spiritual music. What kind of a preaching do we have? Bible preaching. Preaching that's straight out of the Bible. Preaching that mirrors the preachers of the Bible. What kind of program do you have for your outreach ministry? We have the program of daily in the temple and in every house they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. That's our program. The Bible's program.